As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times, we say good morning to Dr. Steve Tharp.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good this morning, Steve. Appreciate you calling in this morning. What's the latest we need to know as we start this week here?
Well, we're starting to turn the corner, I think, and doing quite well for the place that we are in. As you know, or may know, we do have testing in Clinton County that's going great guns. Since the beginning of this week, since the middle of last week, we've been one of the highest testing sites in the state as far as the Optum testing program, which has been sponsored by the State Department of Health. We've done right at 135 patients every day that they've been open, working out of the high school gym here in Frankfort, and they've done a fantastic job getting us covered. We now have a total of 1,040 tests done here in Clinton County, we've had 142 positives, we have a positive rate of about 13.7%. So we are right on pace with a lot of the other places in Clinton County, or I'm sorry, in the state. We've seen a peak of sorts. Our numbers are small, so statistically it's a little hard to say whether the peak is there or whether there might be something further. But we have certainly leveled off on our positive cases, and we've done extremely well from that standpoint. I'm hopeful that going forward with opening things up is going to be the right move.
Dr. Tharp, some of the testing I've seen over the weekend was some people said they hadn't got their test results back in 24 or 48 hours. Is that still what they're shooting for out there?
Yeah, you know, they do the tests as quickly as possible, but it does take a certain amount of time for each test to be done, and they have to transport the tests to a central location where they are tested. We have been getting tests back pretty much in the 48 to 72 hour time frame, but sometimes it takes a little bit longer. And although it's annoying to have to wait a little bit longer than we expect, we are in a much better place than we were 2 weeks ago.
And just a reminder, this is for a test only. This is not an antibody test, correct?
That's correct. What they are doing with this test is the biological test, where we're looking for the presence of the virus. So there's a lot of reasons why we might miss the presence of the virus, but it's the infectivity factor that we are testing for. The serology test, which is now becoming available, is a blood test kind of test, and that test tells us whether or not you may have had the virus in the past, and hopefully that if it's showing a good positive response, that you're over it and protected.
Steve, coming up later this year, we've got the WILO Senior Fair. We always have 250 to 300 seniors in the First Church of the Nazarene for a couple hours. What do you think we'd be looking at 3 or 4 months out? I know you can't predict anything, but any best guess?
Well, I think that 3 or 4 months out, we should be able to get back into school, of course. I think that that will probably look a little bit different. I'm not sure how we're going to change accommodations, but we still will probably be looking at social distancing and possibly wearing masks. I believe that masks are probably our most effective tool to prevent spread of the illness. And I want to emphasize that masks that we wear routinely around town are to protect other people. You don't wear the mask as much to keep yourself from getting the virus, but to keep the virus from spreading from you. We really need to have people wearing masks, all the people mostly, in order to really get the big gains for that. But I think that that's going to be something that will probably persist for quite some time. I do anticipate that we'll be back to pretty good economic activities and handling day-to-day life, but I think social distancing and masks will still be part of our activities for at least 3 to 6 months.
You heard any good word as to if we do have enough masks and gloves and stuff? I guess with each day we will have more as they're produced.
Yes, you know, we've made some real gains on getting the healthcare workers' masks and first responders' equipment. Gloves can be a little difficult, but again, that's something that's produced by a lot of manufacturers and have been used in a lot of areas before the COVID came along. So I don't anticipate long-term problems with that. The masks that I encourage people to wear do not need to be medical-grade masks. The N95 masks really are intended to protect healthcare workers, but in order for them to be effective, they have to be tightly fitted and properly applied. Most people who have an N95 mask don't understand exactly how tight they need to be and everything that needs to happen. Those masks are designed to keep things from coming in. Most masks, including the surgical masks that we wear in a medical setting, are designed to keep bacteria and droplets, which carry viruses and bacteria from getting into the air from the wearer. That's why we wear them in surgery, is not that we're afraid of getting something from the patient. We're afraid of giving something to the patient through our breathing. And it turns out that activities where we're talking singing, for instance, are actually higher risk for transferring the virus. So we need to wear just a covering that keeps those droplets from getting as far out into the room or the area. And that's where we've seen our best advances.
Well, and this also goes a little bit to, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but one of the things about people getting vaccinated, for example, with other diseases, is it's to protect the people who are not able to be vaccinated. And this is not an anti-vaccination position at all. What I'm referring to is people who are allergic to vaccines. And in many ways, you're trying to protect those people by making sure the rest of the general population is vaccinated. Same with the masks.
Right. When you talk about vaccination in general, the primary purpose of vaccination is to protect the person that we're vaccinating. However, a secondary benefit is that when enough people are resistant to getting that illness, it cannot continue to spread through a population. That is where the concept of herd immunity comes in. It really is a secondary effect, but it is an important effect. We believe that it takes somewhere between 50% and 68% of a population to be resistant in order to have that effect become a really helpful way to control a disease, whether it's COVID or others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dr. Tharp, anything else we need to know this morning before we let you go?
No, I think we're doing well. As I said, we do have testing available. It is by appointment only, but you do not need to have a doctor's order. You do need to have a reason to get the test, but the reasons are pretty broad. And I think that most people who desire a test would qualify. You would need to go to the website and sign up. If you need assistance with that, you can call the health department here in Clinton County, and they can direct you to how to do that. They will, if you are going to get a test, they will give you an appointment time so that we don't have any more people around than are necessary to get the testing done. And as I said, we've been doing very well, and I know that there are testing times available, and they will be in the city as long as there needs to be continuing testing, we believe. So if you are interested, you should go and sign up and get the test. So thank you very much.